Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of 9.09er English Weekly. I'm your host, Brian, and today we have an exciting new episode on this podcast about the speaking test of the IELTS. Today, I'd like to talk about how to answer questions about your own country. So listen up, because this episode is definitely going to be super beneficial to your English test preparation. During the speaking test of the IELTS, test takers are often asked questions about their home country. This is done to assess the candidate's ability to speak on a familiar topic, convey information clearly, and demonstrate their command of the English language in a real-world context. Talking about one's home country allows the examiners to evaluate a test taker's fluency. Here's why discussing your home country is a common topic during the IELTS speaking test. Number one. Familiarity. It's a topic that all candidates are expected to be familiar with, since they come from the respective countries they represent. This helps to level the playing field and ensures that all candidates have an equal chance to demonstrate their language proficiency. Secondly, it assesses language skills. Questions about one's country can cover various aspects. These include geography, culture, history, and current events. You can talk about the delicious delicacies in your country, the unique customs you practice, and even the breathtaking tourist spots that never fail to leave a lasting impression. The possibilities are endless. Apart from this, it determines if you're capable of real-life communication. The aim of the speaking test is to assess a candidate's ability to communicate effectively in an English-speaking environment, and discussing one's country is certainly a real-life scenario. Have you ever talked to a newfound acquaintance or friend? I'm sure you have. And during those occasions, you typically introduce yourself by talking about either your home country or where you grew up. And most importantly, it is a strong evidence of your cultural awareness. Being able to discuss your own culture and country also demonstrates your cultural awareness, which is an important aspect of language proficiency. It shows your ability to adapt to and communicate in different cultural contexts. To prepare for this part of the IELTS speaking test, candidates should be ready to talk about various aspects of their country, such as its history, geography, traditions, famous places, and current events. This can be an opportunity to showcase not only your language skills, but also your knowledge of your own culture and homeland. Practice and preparation can help you feel more confident when answering questions about your country during the IELTS speaking test. So at this point, let's talk about some interesting facts about my country, which is the Philippines. Let me drop some fun facts about the vibrant Philippines. Did you know the Philippines is Asia's only predominantly Christian nation? Over 80% of Filipinos identify as Roman Catholic, all thanks to the country's rich Spanish colonial history. This mix of faith and culture makes the Philippines a land of colorful festivals, warm smiles, and a ton of love. Here's another fun fact. Did you know that the Philippines is known as the texting capital of the world? We send billions of text messages every day. And while that may sound surprising, we're even heavier social media users. But why is this happening? Well, there are a few reasons. First off, phones are super accessible. Prepaid SIM cards are everywhere, so even your friendly neighborhood vendor probably has a phone. Plus, texting is cheap, which makes it a go-to for staying connected without breaking the bank. But here's the cool part. Filipinos aren't just texting because it's cheap. It's about staying close. We've got this amazing culture of tight-knit families and friendships, and texting helps keep those connections strong. And let's face it, with those crazy traffic jams in the Philippines, there's a lot of time for texting while you're waiting to get from point A to point B. And here's another one. The Philippines is not just about the jaw-dropping beaches and epic festivals. It's also about diving headfirst into a whirlwind of languages that'll make your head spin. In a good way. We're talking over 170 languages and dialects, It's like a linguistic buffet across 7,000 plus islands, and each region has its own flavor. The Philippines, after all, is a melting pot of cultures, with people from all different regions of the archipelago each having their unique cultural identities. But wait, there's more. The stars of the show are Filipino and English. Filipino is the national language. It's the language people often use in workplaces, schools, and everyday life. Then there's English, thanks to the American colonial legacy. It's a language that is understood by almost anyone everywhere in the country. It's essential for business interactions, for conversations in workplaces and schools, and for those occasions when you need to chat with foreign friends and expats from across the islands. You can call the Philippines one of the largest English-speaking nations on the planet, and that's certainly for a reason. But you know what's cool about this? This linguistic mishmash isn't just a historical quirk. It's a peek into the heart and soul of the Philippines. It's a testament to our love for diversity and respect for different cultures. Okay, at this point, let's dive into the lively world of Filipino karaoke culture. In the Philippines, karaoke isn't just a hobby. It's actually a national sport. You'll find karaoke machines at family gatherings, in pubs, and even in the middle of the street. It's everywhere, and everyone's invited to sing their heart out. In our country, the karaoke songbook is like a mini library. There are thousands of songs in English, Filipino, and other languages. You want oldies, classics, or the latest hits? We've got it all. Plus, there's this competitive edge Filipinos have when it comes to singing. It's not just about singing. It's about winning. Karaoke competitions are a big thing in the Philippines, and by winning, amateur singers are given a chance to reach stardom. Karaokes can be found everywhere, even in the oddest places of the country. In the Philippines, you can sing your heart out pretty much anywhere. From karaoke machines in jeepneys to the typical ones in restaurants and resorts, there's certainly one available anytime. There are times when you even find them in waiting sheds. We turn any spot into a karaoke stage. And did you also know that the Philippines has an all-inclusive language? It's like leap years ahead of other countries in terms of gender inclusivity. Unlike many languages that use gender-specific pronouns, Filipino, the national language of the Philippines, uses gender-neutral pronouns. This means that when speaking or writing in Filipino, you don't need to specify whether you're talking about a man or a woman, which can be more inclusive and respectful of different gender identities. This language feature goes hand in hand with our broader culture of acceptance when it comes to different gender identities. So how about you? What fun facts do you know about your own country? Remember, learning more about your country does not only make you more aware of your own culture, but also enables you to be more confident to speak about your roots when you ever take your English test. So keep learning, keep striving, and certainly your hard work will pay off. And success is going to come your way. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Niners English Weekly Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the discussion and found it both informative and engaging. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you can catch more episodes of the 9.0 Niner English Weekly Podcast on your favorite platforms, Spotify and Apple Podcast. So be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for our upcoming content. Until next time, take care and stay curious.